It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Remember the fancy writing I was showing you yesterday? Already have received a letter from a man who's very much interested in this fancy writing. And he wrote to me, see, Fred Rogers, Esquire. Let me show you inside. Right up there it says, Dear Mr. Rogers. See how beautifully he wrote that letter? And then he sent me an article about all the different things in italic script. Very interesting. I worked some more last night on the writing and printed this poem that a friend of mine wrote. And I'd like to read it to you. It says, The wind came tramping through the trees. I ran to watch it come. The grown folk said, Wind cannot march. I heard its ruffling drum. And then I heard its piccolo come shrilling through the breeze. Who else but the wind can go tramping through the trees? Mrs. Daly wrote that. I need to put the title of the poem up there. So let's go to the kitchen and I'll just write it on. Oh, look here. Is that any place that you know? Make believe, The castle, the factory, and the tree, the museum, and the clock. Yeah, well, we'll make believe a little later. Yeah. Hi, fish. The title of this poem is Tramping Wind. Do you know what tramping means? You know, when you sort of march along like that, tramp, you could tramp your feet on the floor. I say, sure. Now, what I'm going to do is just to put Tramping Wind up on the top. It says tramping. Now, I'm still learning how to do this, but I really like it. Oh! That D shouldn't have gone clear down like that. I'm afraid the more I do, the worse it looks. I suppose I'll have to do that whole thing over again. I wanted to make this to give to my friend. I did spend a lot of time on it, too. Well, I'll work on it later. Kind of makes me angry when I've spent so much time on it. Yeah, well, I don't feel like doing it over right now. What do you do when you're angry? What do you do with the mad that you feel? When you feel so mad, you feel like biting. When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. And you know that's true, don't you? Well, is that the back doorbell or the telephone? Must be the telephone. I get those two things mixed up every once in a while. I'll fix that later on. Coming, coming. Hello? Oh, Susan, how are you? Oh, okay, I just made a mistake on something that I was, one of the fancy writing things I've been working on. Well, I wanted to give it as a present. What'd you say? Oh, sure. Fine. Okay, I'll meet you out there. All righty. Bye. That's Susan Lynn. Remember the nice young lady who came, I think it was last week, and brought her puppet, Audrey, and showed us how to make one with a sock and all? She said that she was in our neighborhood and would just like to stop by. She has some questions to talk about, okay? Boy, I'm glad she's coming. Yeah. Hi, Susan.
I'm really glad you're here.
Could you come inside?
Well, do you think that maybe we could just sit down here? Because I'm kind of in a hurry today.
Sure.
But Audrey's got a problem.
Oh.
And I think maybe you can help her a little bit. It might help her to talk about it.
Let's hear about it.
Okay, we'll take Audrey out. Would you like to say hello to Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers is my friend.
That's right.
Mr. Rogers is my very, very special friend, and he likes me a whole lot, doesn't he?
Mr. Rogers likes you very much.
And you like me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you like me, and Mr. Rogers likes me.
And Audrey?
What?
Is something wrong? Something bothering you?
No, no.
Something, Audrey?
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Audrey.
You like me, don't you?
You know I like you.
Uh-huh. And you would like me even if just supposing somebody else happened to be around. Would you still like me?
Oh, if somebody else were here.
You mean like maybe Cataline?
Cataline?
Do you know who Cataline is, Mr. Rogers?
Is he one of your other friends?
Cataline is another puppet friend of mine. Would you maybe like to introduce Cataline to Mr. Rogers?
No, I don't want Mr. Rogers to meet Cataline today. Maybe tomorrow or the next day, but not today.
Why don't you want him to meet Cataline, Audrey?
Because maybe Maybe he'll like Catalion better than he likes me.
Oh, Audrey, I don't think that Mr. Rogers will like Catalion better than he likes you.
You don't?
I don't.
Do you think that he'll like me the same way he likes Catalion? Because Catalion's a boy, and do you think that, and he's new, Catalion is new, and do you think that he'll like me the same way?
No, I know he won't like you the same way he likes Catalion, because you're different people, different puppet people. Because you're Audrey Duck, and he's Catalion.
But he'll still like me?
I think he'll still like you.
Do you think you'll still like me?
Would you like to help me put Catalion on my other hand?
I help put Catalion on because I'm older and I take care of him.
That's right. You help me take care of Catalion, don't you? Because he can't do some of the things that you do.
I know he can't, and I help take care of him. And you won't hurt Catalion, will you?
No, I won't, Audrey. I've never hurt you, have I?
You won't hurt Catalion, will you?
No, I won't hurt Catalion.
Sometimes I feel like hurting Catalion.
But you don't, do you?
No, sometimes I like Catalion, though, and I help put him on.
Would you like to help me now?
I'm going to help put Catalion on, because I was here first, and I helped. And I helped put Catalion on. Now are you ready?
I'm ready for you now.
Okay, I'm going to help now. Don't go away while I help, okay?
He won't go away. Otter's helping me put Catalion on now.
Catalion?
Hello, Audrey. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Catalion. I'm glad to see you.
You were glad to see me, too, though.
That's right. I was glad to see you. And now I'm glad to see Catalion.
Hey, Catalion.
Yeah, Audrey?
Would you like to meet a very, 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 my very special friend, Mr. Rogers, who likes me? Maybe he'll like you, too.
I think that he'll like Catalion, too.
What's the matter with Catalion?
Audrey, do you think maybe that Catalion feels a little strange having somebody that he doesn't know around?
But who doesn't he know?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, he doesn't know Mr. Rogers, but I know Mr. Rogers.
Maybe he'd feel better if you would introduce him, because you could help Catalion feel better, okay?
Because I'm bigger and I can take care of him. Okay, Catalion. Catalion, I want you to meet Mr. Rogers, and don't be scared, because he's nice and I like him a lot, and I'll let you like him too, okay?
I'd like to meet Mr. Rogers. Where is he?
He's right here.
Are you Mr. Rogers?
I am, Catalion, and Audrey has told me about you.
Does Audrey like me?
Audrey likes to think that she has somebody her age to play with.
That's right.
Sometimes I can't play with Susan all the time.
That's right. Sometimes I have things that I like to do that I can't do because you don't like to do them.
I know. And I'm glad that Mr. Rogers was here to talk to about it all.
I'm glad that he was here, too. And I'm glad I got to meet him. I wish I could talk to him some more. I know, but we can't because we really have to go. Because we have to go to the nursery school today.
Oh, goody.
And meet some children, okay?
Okay. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye,
Mr.
Audrey.
Rogers.
Catalion
Goodbye,
has to
Catalion.
Go away. Audrey helps me put Catalion away.
Mm-hmm.
And Audrey goes away. Back in my puppet case. And I really have to go.
Susan, I'm glad that you could come.
Oh, I'm glad you were here. Bye-bye.
I'm here a lot. Whenever you need to talk about important things like that. two puppets talk about such important things as that? Why don't we pretend that Henrietta Pussycat is still having feelings about Colette's coming to the neighborhood of make-believe? All right? Let's just think about Henrietta being here looking at the waterfall at King Friday's castle.
My name is Negri, and I live in this neighborhood. I don't think I've ever met you before. Are you new here?
Meow, meow, handyman, meow, meow.
Oh, it's... who?
Meow, Henrietta.
Henrietta? Meow. Henrietta, I mean, what are you... why... where did you get all this finery?
Meow, 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 needed it, meow.
Oh, Henrietta, you seem very sad today. Is anything wrong?
Meow, meow, be all right.
Well, can I do anything for you? Oh, I'm your friend, Henrietta, if that's any help.
Meow is a help.
Oh. Well, would you like to watch me while I work? I've got to clean up the wall here.
Meow.
Would you? First, I have to get a little water.
Meow, meow, here watching the waterfall, meow.
Oh, it is very nice by the waterfall, isn't it? Oh. Yeah, that ought to be enough. Do 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 di da, ba ba. When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, nothing you do seems very right. Do you punch a bag? Oh, do you? Do 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 do. Da 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 da. Well.
Meow, meow, good at that, meow. Oh,
thank you very much, Henrietta. How does it look?
Meow, fine.
Does it look okay? Thank you very much. I have to go over and do the other wall. Would you like to come over and help me?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh. You don't feel like helping me today?
Yeah, today.
Well, after I get my work finished, I'll come back and visit with you later, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You take it easy, Henrietta. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that Colette, Grandpère's granddaughter? My, what a fancy lady. Henrietta! Henrietta?
Me, I don't know what me makes her so special. Meow, meow, here first. Meow. Meow, meow, here before meow was. Meow, because meow, 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 fancy old picture, meow. Meow, think, meow, just go see, meow, so special. Meow, meow, meow. Meow. Meow, meow here first. Meow, meow, not going to take meow place. Meow, Colette. Meow, fancy, fancy, meow, meow, oh! Meow, 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 done, meow, 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 done, meow, 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 knocked on the ground, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, speedy delivery, speedy delivery,
meow, meow, speedy delivery, meow, 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 meow.
What happened here? Maybe the wind knocked it down. No, there's no wind. Henrietta. Henrietta, what are you doing here? I was looking for you.
Meow, meow, please don't send me away, meow.
Send you away? What are you talking about?
Meow hurt the picture.
The picture? Oh, you made the picture fall over, didn't you, Henrietta?
Meow knocked it down.
Oh, did you scribble on it, too?
Meow. Meow, meow, speedy delivery. Meow, meow, Mr. McFeely. Meow, meow, bicycle. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, I see. I think this is a very, very hard time for you, isn't it, Henrietta?
Meow, don't send me away.
Oh, nobody would ever send you away. Look at me. You're the only Henrietta Pussycat we have around here. And besides, I need you to help me fix up the picture before somebody wonders what happened. Okay, will you help me?
Meow need me.
Oh, here. You can help me clean it, all right? Handy kitty. And a handy man. Take care of lots of things. A handy kitty and a handy man. Want to clean it down here, right there?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Only Henrietta Pussycat.
That's
meow, meow. Whole neighborhood.
The only one.
Meow. Meow, handy man. Meow, meow. Help you clean it. Meow.
Henrietta is feeling afraid that people might like Colette better than they like her. There, fish.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
You hear somebody calling?
Mr. Rogers.
I think that's Mr. McFeely. Let's go look. It is Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely, who do you have here?
This is a pygmy goat from Africa. There you go. I thought maybe you could help me feed her.
Would you like some apple? What's your name?
Her name is Betsy.
Betsy?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like some apple to eat, Betsy? She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Just chomping on her apple.
Here's a little piece of bread now there, Betsy.
A little bread, Betsy?
Likes the apple.
I know, but I think she just wants to be petted.
Well, I'm on my way back to the farm, Mr. Rogers, with Betsy. I had her out for a little walk today, so...
So glad you'd bring her by.
And I'll just keep this here. I wonder if I could leave some of this bread and apple. I'll be back later, and I'll take Betsy back to the farm.
Of course.
Maybe you could help me here.
Do you pick her up?
Just pick her up like this. Come on along, Betsy.
Betsy, you're about to go home. Hmm?
And I'll walk down the street.
Bye, Mr. McFeely, and thank you.
You're welcome. Come along, Betsy.
Mr. McFeely and Betsy, back to the farm. Oh, haven't we had a busy day, you and I? I'll fix this up. Sure, I feel more like doing it now. And you know when you and I will be together again, don't you? Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I was just thinking. Henrietta Pussycat doesn't seem to really know how pretty she really is herself. Yeah. Maybe she can start to feel prettier as time goes on. Yeah. You've made it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.